Hey everyone, before we begin this episode of the Tech Loft Podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe, follow, or anything to help increase the engagement of this podcast and this episode. Thanks for listening, and now on with the show. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tech Loft Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about secure encryption apps, or just one app. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tech Loft Podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and in this quick episode, we're going to be talking about secure messaging apps. So there are a lot of messaging apps out there. Right now, I think the number one messaging service is WhatsApp. I remember at one point, it wasn't a very high adoption rate. Everyone was just texting. Not a lot of people were on WhatsApp. Now, a lot of people are on, even my mother is on WhatsApp. And while they boast end-to-end encryption, unfortunately, WhatsApp was purchased by Facebook. So, Facebook has already got a shady past of sharing your information with other entities. Because, as they say, if the product is free, you're the product. And that is 1,000% true, especially when it comes to all these free services out on the web, and especially when it's owned by Facebook. So what's the deal? Just because Facebook owns it means that we shouldn't use WhatsApp? Well, pretty much, because in the agreement that you click OK to, that most people probably don't read. They just agree to the terms of service. The data that is shared on WhatsApp, will be shared to or with Facebook, right? And then from there on in, it is shared with other, like I said, other entities. And I did see what these are marketing agencies that they're shared with, and they are massive, and they have they do a lot with that stuff. Everyone has a profile on there. It's hopefully another episode I wish to open up on with just what Facebook does with their data. It's pretty it would be pretty scary. So like I said, you've got your texting, you got iMessage, you got those ones there, text messaging, your provider can see what you're sending across. iMessage, Apple most likely can see what you're sending across. WhatsApp, you've got Facebook that can share the metadata that is attached to those messages. So what is left? Well, for those of you that don't know, there's an app called Signal. And Signal is an end-to-end encryption app service. Once it sends the message to your contact, that's it. It's no longer on the server. Nothing is left. No, there are no copies of the message. It's just the message goes out and that's it. And there's your messages don't get shared to anyone. No one can read those messages. From what I can tell, it's a very highly secure. I mean, even Edward Snowden endorses Signal as his messaging service. So again, we've got end-to-end encryption with its open source Signal protocol. You can share texts, voice messages, photos, videos, GIFs, and files for free. And it uses your data connection, so you can avoid using SMS and MMS. That's the texting service that you use through your provider. Okay. Video calls. No long distance charges. There's also stickers, so you can express yourself better. So they're encrypted stickers, Okay, so no one can see that. And you can also make groups and chat groups, just like WhatsApp, which is what a lot of people, from what I can see, a lot of people use WhatsApp for. It's those chat groups where everyone can chime in and, you know, it's good stuff. So what matters here? So there are no ads, no affiliate marketers, and no creepy tracking in Signal. Okay, so all you do is share moments with people that matter to you. It is free. Signal is an independent nonprofit. They're not tied to any major tech companies. And we can never be acquired by another development, by either one. Development is supported by grants and donations from people like you. Now, this is a wonderful app, wonderful organization here that have put together a great app that anyone can use for free. So I highly suggest people to use this app. Now, again, this is the early stages of WhatsApp. No one is on it. Very few. I have it installed, and I think I've got maybe 6 contacts on my list. So I'm not talking on it very much. I have to just reach out to someone and say, "Hey, you're using Signal," and they're like, "Oh yes, can never be too safe, so secure." So yeah, it's a lot better. I think I had 2 people a year ago on this app. So, you got to get the word out. It's available on iOS and Android. And again, it's available for free. So share, get on Signal, get people on it, and let's ditch, WhatsApp and all these other, primitive, unsecure methods of communicating with your contacts. Another interesting feature of Signal is that both parties, both people have to have each other's contact information in their address book, or you can't add them. So if someone was trying to connect with me, someone who I didn't know, they are not in my address book, they won't find me. So that's pretty neat. You won't get hassled by spam, from what I'm, you know, assuming here, and all that stuff. So that's pretty cool. No one will be able to reach out to you unless they are in your contact book. So whoever you're chatting with are people that you know. So that's pretty neat. Anyways, folks, that's all I got for this episode of the Tech Loft podcast. Signal, it's the messaging app that you should be using. Secure, it's all and supports all the most features as your favorite messaging app now. One end-to-end encryption, group chats, sharing videos and photos, files, all that stuff. So Signal is your new messaging app. So get on there and give it a try. Thanks for listening, and you'll hear from me in the next episode. Ciao for now.